This half hour being brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Online, sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory. Great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors Guarantee. Terrific service department. Quick lane, routine inspections, difficult to handle at all. At Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Great to be joined by the Scotty Scheffler of the region, the outstanding Nate Bauer, sir. Welcome.
Wow. What an intro. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Great to see you today, by the way. So,
of course. Always an exciting occasion on a Monday afternoon James Franklin press conference.
So let me ask you something from a business point of view. What's better for business? Continued winning or what happened on Saturday?
Oh, boy. That's a tough one. I think continued winning, honestly. You know, there's a buildup of excitement. I would say this. Look, the reality of the expanded playoff, certainly, you know, I've spent the last 36 hours buried in the bunker with Penn State fans, right? And I think
Can I interrupt for a second? So in other words, you're saying I'm the first sane person you've talked to in 36 hours?
You know what? My wife and kids, they count a little bit, but yes, you were the first Penn State adjacent adult that I've spoken to that is feeling like undeterred, you know? There was a settling down period. Certainly there were a lot of people upset, but I think that the expanded playoff allows for a perspective on this that is less, you know, necessarily reactionary, right? Mm-hmm. Look, we have entered the, you know this as well as anybody, we have entered the age in which the only solution ever for any setback of any variety is to fire everyone.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Fire the head coach, fire position coaches, fire the athletic directors. Anybody who is any association
broadcaster
must lose their job.
Broadcaster.
And what's that?
Broadcaster.
Broadcaster, yeah, play by play.
Absolutely.
Gotta go.
Gotta go. I'm out.
You know, and so I think there has been, you know, certainly you saw some of those reactions from the national media, but it's very strange. There's an inverse phenomena happening where locally there is a better grasp now of where Penn State football sits in terms of its consistency, its success in the national college football landscape than even some national perspectives. Like it has flipped to where people understand, hey, James Franklin's guidance and stewardship of the Penn State football program has been exceptionally good for Penn State. Is it where Penn State wants it to be? Is it where James Franklin wants it to be? Is that the result anybody wanted within that football program? Of course not. But there is still something to play for and still something that, you know, this is a program and a team that very much has an opportunity ahead of it if it handles its business moving forward.
But how quickly was that realized by those who are so, by those who are so passionate? I mean, because these people are passionate. So I got that part. Right. And you can't have a great program unless you get passionate fans. So I appreciate the passion. How quickly did the gut-wrenching of it and the passion of that, how long did it take to get to the realistic part? Now, wait a minute, it's not over.
Yeah, I think it took until yesterday afternoon, honestly. It's the seven stages of grief. You got to walk them through it. And I think I've carved out a little bit of a niche for myself as what I hope to be a voice of reason, right? Acknowledging shortcomings and acknowledging the good things, right? Just kind of trying to lay out the way things are in reality more so than in the minds of reactionary opinions, right? I'm not a take guy. That's not what I do. And so we kind of held hands and walked through it on Sunday afternoon, talking about all the 50,000 foot view of Pat Kraft and Neely Bendapudi and Matt Schuyler and all of the different people that have created an atmosphere for success for Penn State football that didn't really exist previously. And so this specific instance is not the result that reflects all of the work that has gone into this, but does not deter the overall effort. Right, there are still things about Penn State football that are very much worthy of the optimism that certainly James Franklin has, and all of the people that are working tirelessly to get this program on the level that it needs to be. The issue is it is imperative, right, on James Franklin and his staff and the players, everybody involved, to actually get those results to reflect that effort. And I think that this afternoon at his press conference, he made that pretty painfully clear, right? They are past the time of, hey, you played them close, that you can put a feather in your cap for playing them close. That's over. They got to win these games. They had an opportunity to do it. They didn't in a particularly painful way. If they had lost by 20, it's a different conversation today, but instead you lost being stood up at the goal line with four chances. So it is what it is.
You lost by 6 yards, 3 yards in the end of the first half, and 3 yards in the fourth quarter.
Yep, no doubt.
Yeah. It's 27-20. You find the 6 yards. And you've got to be able to find the 6 yards. I mean, that's part. You got to find them, and they didn't find them.
You gotta lose limbs, right? Like it is, and it's easy for me to say from the comfort of my couch, right? But there was too much effort, too much, and I hate bringing money into it, but like too much money spent, too much brain power, too many smart people, and too much physical effort, all culminating in that moment to fall short in that moment. That's the reality. Is Andy Kotelnicki came to Penn State to cash in that moment. Right, Catron out, the offensive line, all the things that the offensive line has done to get itself at a better spot as a unit over the past 4 years, right? Phil Troutwine's work, you name it. All of that stuff. Too much went into it to come out empty in those spots.
Okay, so his reaction at the press conference, I know it did, you know, he would have loved to have talked about Washington, but that wasn't going to be part of the press conference. What did you think of his answer?
I thought he was excellent, honestly. I thought that, his ability to really dig, he wasn't dismissive of anything, right? There weren't any questions today that he just shed and said, I don't want to talk about it. I'm not going to get into it. Like, he dove into the pain in a lot of ways. Right? I mean, just the whole thing, like, it was almost, I think, cathartic to him to have that opportunity to clarify and talk through everything that went into that game, right? Because this is the reality here. Did it come down to a handful of plays? Yes. That's true of both sides, Will Howard's fumble, right? How improbable to fumble through the back of the end zone, right, before stepping out of bounds. I mean, the replay reviews, the penalties, all of these different, right? I mean, honestly, for the Ohio State cornerback, even as it's Trey Wallace's responsibility to catch that pass, to come away with an interception in that situation, there was just so much to digest, and he really dove into a lot of it, to all of it. And I think my major takeaway is it is a thing for Penn State football under James Franklin, like, undeniable. There's a lot of other stuff that is kind of dumb, right? Records against top five teams is just a dumb stat. It takes no thought. It's eye candy for haters. But losses after the first loss of the season, that's real.
That's real.
And so,
that's very real.
That is very real. It is painful, and it is something that Penn State has had a really tough time with under James Franklin. And his digestion of the players' response, how those guys got through it and talked about it, the way that they broke down the game in the media room afterwards, I think showed from his perspective, it reflected positivity. There was a good vibe of people being willing to engage with their shortcomings, not pointing fingers at each other. There was plenty of opportunity for the defense to say, we did our job, they didn't do theirs. And you didn't see that. You didn't hear that after that game. So,
no,
you
know,
I think it could be an interesting week here.
You know, it was interesting, though, because, look, obviously I have a much greater opportunity to talk to players one-on-one in just conversation. And in talking to a couple of the players last night, they said the same thing that was said to you guys in the press conference. We're going to see this team again. All
right.
You know, the fact that they believe that, I think, is important. Now they got to go out this week, and they've got to start the pathway to making it happen against a very good team.
Yeah. I think, and there has been a lot of assumption being made by the fan base that the next 4 weeks are a cakewalk, right? Penn State's not going to see a team with a ranking next to its name over the next 4 weeks, and so therefore, Penn State should just march through that the rest of the schedule. Not accurate. Minnesota is no joke.
They're good.
That game is on the road.
They're
Washington
good.
Is playing good football, has been playing good football, and has an opportunity. The time change is, right, they don't have to play at 9 a.m. West Coast. This is going to be a night game. They're going to be ready. All of that time change difference is going to be mitigated based on those circumstances. So if Penn State does not shake off its issues and make actual improvements, right, forget all the soft sciences stuff, they need to be a better football team in execution and performance than they were on Saturday. Because if they're not, they will lose this game.
Right. It's a good quarterback. It's a good running back. And Coleman's a really good running back. Rodgers is very good. Boston, Latu, the wide receiver tight end combo. Bruner on defense, Carson Bruner. Now, that's a football player. Every team would love to have that guy. I mean, we'd love to have that guy. So they've got players, without question. For you, if they were to win on Saturday night, mentally, what does that do? Because you just talked about I can't make one loss be two.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. It is again, it's imperative. They have to get through these next four games to do what they intended to do at the start of this season. I think that if they can put a good performance together, obviously win. Like, I think it doesn't have to be a blowout.
Just win.
Bottom line, you got to win, and then just playing better, right? Getting yourself into fewer third and long situations offensively, getting off the field defensively in third and long situations, right? All of those things. Unsportsmanlike conduct penalties, that kind of stuff. Like if you can take strides in getting the running game going, right? This offense is, I'm not going to call it a mess, but it's not great, right? It hasn't been great for a few weeks. And so finding some stability, I do think is important for these guys moving forward.
Yeah, can I ask you about the Reed one's an obvious, you can't take your helmet off. Here's the issue I have with the Elliott Washington play. All right. And I realize if you're going to go technically by the letter of the law, but to me, that's a feel for the game thing by the official. Because I did talk to people that were on the sideline. They said Elliott said nothing to him. He didn't say anything to him. He was actually looking down at him because he didn't want to step on him. Right? Because he had to go back out on the field because he's on special teams. It's fourth down. Right? And I just thought that that was one of those I sat back, and I know Nate James didn't turn it in. But to me, that's a feel for the game call, and I think the official missed the feel for the game part of it.
Pat Chambers used to say, "Time and place." Mm-hmm. Right, time and place. As an official, you gotta know in that set of circumstances, right? A critical third down stop in that moment, in that game, that. In a situation and circumstance that 95% of the time those officials let go, to make that call, it's just, you know, look, I wrote it yesterday. Franklin, after the game, said all the right stuff about discipline and, you know, you can't do that, and right, all that stuff is fine publicly, but they were ticked, they were steamed over that call, and I get it. Some fans are, you know, what, like the pearl clutching side of things of, oh, this is such undisciplined. No, it's not. It happens all the time. You might not like it, but officials have a choice in that circumstance whether to call that or not. And 95% of the time, they don't. So the fact that they did in that, it changed the game in a lot of ways. Is it the reason that they lost? No. And nobody would argue that. But was it a critical thing that you have to take into account and acknowledge? Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Basketball gets rolling. Interesting what Mike's doing. He's got three of his returning guys with one group and two of his returning guys with another group, which I think is great because they can help bring along other people that are getting ingrained in the system. What's your thought on this team?
Yeah, I think he is intending to play a lot of guys and have a deep bench and just throw a lot of stuff at the wall and see what sticks in the best way possible. Yeah. Right? I mean, you're going into the season, so you're not exactly sure what you have anyway until they play some other people. Yep. You got five guys coming back that have logged a ton of minutes, have a ton of success in their college careers, a ton of experience. But then you also got guys who haven't, right? Who either haven't done it at Penn State or even in the transfer portal, really have more of a limited, right? They didn't bring in seniors and fifth year guys in the transfer portal. Right. They brought in sophomores and one junior.
Yep.
So there's gonna be a feeling out period of who plays well together. Who, right? You know Ace is going to be on the court. You know Yannick's going to be on the court.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of mix and matching that he can do, and I think that he intends to do over the next month and a half. I mean, really, he intends to do it for the whole season. But at minimum, through the early part of the non-conference schedule to see what groups click together and which ones generate the most positive results.
Always a pleasure. I know you don't like to brag about your Walker Cup championships, but that's okay. Appreciate it very much, though.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Nate Bauer on 3.com, Blue White Illustrated. Back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay.